I'm Eric Whitney with Montana News. The third day of the civil trial against Republican Representative Art Wittig included testimony from the man who's suing him. That's Montana's Commissioner of Political Practices, Jonathan Modell. Modell says Wittig didn't report campaign contributions in the form of thousands of dollars worth of campaign services that he received from a national anti-union group in 2010. Covering the trial for us is John S. Adams, the editor at MontanaFreePress.org. John, in the first 2 days of the trial, the jury heard from witnesses who worked for this group they said provided campaign services to Wittig. And now we've heard from other Montana Republican candidates who say they too got the same research and communication service from the same group?
Actually, quite the opposite. We heard from two candidates today who didn't get those services. We heard from Sean Moran, Art Wittig's primary opponent in 2010, Republican from Bozeman. He testified that he wasn't aware of any services, anything like what direct mail was offering to their selected candidates. Mr. Moran testified that, you know, his campaign was grassroots. What Commissioner Modell's team is trying to show is that these candidates that weren't pre-selected by the National Right to Work Committee's operatives in Montana, they didn't have the benefit of a mailing house, databases of advanced walk lists, palm cards. And so what they're saying is that candidates like Moran and also former Representative John Esp, Republican from Big Timber, these were candidates who were at a serious disadvantage by these would have been called dark money attacks.
And Modell actually took the stand today, is that right?
Yep, we finally heard from Commissioner Modell today. He is in sort of a unique position of being both the lead plaintiff in this case as well as the experts. And so he began testimony today talking about his investigation and what his expert opinion is on whether or not Wittig illegally coordinated with these organizations.
If they were performing these kinds of campaign services without coordinating with Wittig, that's legal, right?
Correct. If they were doing this independently on their own without any contact with Wittig, it would be legal. They are allowed to engage in issue advocacy, it's called. The fact that they were doing it directly on Wittig's behalf, as Modell alleges, is the problem here, according to campaign finance laws.
So Modell is saying that there's evidence that they did coordinate with Wittig, and part of that evidence is that Wittig says he paid for these services. Did Modell present any evidence for how much?
Art Wittig apparently paid at least $500 to Direct Mail, which was one of these corporations that was run by staffers who were paid by Right to Work. What Modell is saying in large part was that Wittig doesn't have the receipts, doesn't have the records, has no proof or evidence of what he did or didn't pay for in his campaign. And so he says that that lack of information alone helps bolster their case that he was getting these services at well below market value.
And Representative Wittig's legal team had a chance to cross-examine Commissioner Modell today as well. Is that correct?
Yes, and that's for those of us who've been watching this all week, this has sort of been the moment we've been waiting for. There's sort of two main events in this hearing. One is Modell on the stand. The other would be if Representative Wittig takes the stand. Commissioner Modell did take the stand and was cross-examined by Quentin Rhodes, Art Wittig's chief attorney. And this was a pretty testy exchange that went on for about 2 hours, in which Quentin Rhodes was basically trying to make the point that John Modell is biased, that his bias against quote-unquote dark money groups and Wittig himself colored his pursuit of this case.
So this is really the accused, Representative Wittig in this case, finally getting a chance to confront his accuser, who's Jonathan Modell. Do you have a sense for who maybe made a better case?
Modell says that there is a preponderance of evidence, which is the standard in a civil lawsuit. He says that not only did Representative Wittig not pay fair market value for the services that these groups provided, but that there was illegal coordination between them. And he pointed to 15 phone calls from Art Wittig's cell phone to Christian LaFleur, who ran these organizations, totaling more than 2 hours of total talk time. As far as who maybe pulled ahead, I would say it's probably too early to tell. I think we're going to get a better sense of that on Thursday when the testimony resumes with continued cross-examination of Commissioner Modell.
And do we have a read on when or if Representative Wittig will take the stand in his own defense?
They're keeping very close time on both sides. Both sides essentially have 9 hours of floor time in this case, and we're getting down to just a few hours left on either side. So there's plenty of time to wrap this case up. If we're going to hear from Representative Wittick, that'll come on Thursday. The plan so far is to have closing arguments on Friday before lunch and get the case to the jury by noon on Friday so they have time to deliberate. The hope is that they can come up with a verdict before the weekend so they're not held over.
John Adams, thanks very much, and we look forward to talking to you further about this.
Thanks for having me.
John Adams is the editor at MontanaFreePress.org. I'm Eric Whitney.